Okay, so February, right? It's not exactly known for being, super exciting in the garden.
Yeah, kind of bleak.
Yeah, kind of bare, and you just assume everything is, lifeless.
Yeah, just kind of waiting it out.
But here's the thing, your garden can be popping off even in the depths of winter
Oh, yeah.
with like color and fragrance and everything.
Totally.
And we've got a whole stack of expert advice
Nice.
specifically curated for UK gardens.
Perfect.
So no matter where you're listening from, if you're in the UK, this is for you.
Definitely.
So are you ready to like dive into a world of winter garden
Oh,
brilliance?
I'm so ready. Let's do it.
Okay, great. So we're going to explore two main things to like help you transform your garden from, blah to brilliant winter flowering plants
Okay.
and the magic of winter stems.
Both amazing options and both can add
You're done.
visual interest and even fragrance.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
I'm so glad to talk about those winter bloomers. I
Yes.
mean, who doesn't love seeing those pops of color on like seemingly bare branches?
Yeah. It is a delightful surprise. It's like you said, just when you're, kind of missing the sunshine and those bright colors,
Yeah.
and then all of a sudden you see these pops of color, it's really unexpected.
Yeah.
Take witch hazel, for instance.
Okay.
Spidery flowers and like vibrant yellows, oranges, reds, like just so
Beautiful.
beautiful.
And I've heard the fragrance is just incredible too.
Oh, yeah.
Like not just a visual treat,
Huh?
but a full-on sensory
Oh, yeah.
experience, like
Yeah.
almost designed to just uplift your mood
Yeah,
on a
totally.
cold day.
Absolutely. And speaking of fragrance,
Okay.
we've got winter honeysuckle,
Oh
which is
yeah.
another winner.
Love those.
Creamy white flowers, and they pack a sweet scent.
Really?
Yeah, it can be quite intoxicating.
Wow.
Yeah, they do prefer a sheltered spot.
Okay.
So kind of tucked away from like really harsh winds and
Makes sense.
well-drained soil.
Okay, so how do you know if your soil is well drained?
Well, you can do a simple test.
Okay.
You can just dig a hole about a foot deep and fill it with water.
Okay.
And if it drains away within a few hours, you should be good to go.
That's a great tip.
Yeah.
I might have a perfect spot for winter honeysuckle in mind.
Awesome.
But you know what else just screams winter cheer?
What's that?
Those early bulbs,
Yeah.
pushing their way up through the cold ground,
Love it.
like snowdrops, winter
Oh,
aconites. That's like
yes.
these tiny beacons of hope.
I love that little beacons of hope.
Right.
Yeah. And of course, we can't forget about those pops of color from crocuses.
Oh my gosh,
They're
yeah.
such a cheerful flower. And did you know they're perfect for naturalizing?
Really?
Yeah. The corms actually multiply underground.
What?
Yeah. So over time, you get these beautiful drifts of color.
Oh.
It's a great low maintenance way to add visual impact.
Low maintenance. I like the sound of that. All
Definitely.
right, now I have to talk about hellebores.
Oh, yes.
Those Christmas or Lenten roses. I've always loved those.
You too.
They're just so resilient, and they just thrive when other plants are like, I don't want to be here.
Yeah, they're really hardy and adaptable, and they tolerate shade beautifully,
Yeah.
which is really valuable in winter because obviously deciduous trees have lost their leaves. So
Yeah.
more light can reach those lower growing plants.
Fucking color.
And plus, they're deer resistant.
Bonus.
Yes, and they come in such an array of colors and patterns.
They do. I just love the long bloom times as well.
Oh, yeah.
They really add that touch of elegance to
Absolutely.
the winter garden for weeks on end.
Yeah.
Speaking of adding a unique touch, I'm really drawn to cyclamen as like a ground cover option.
Oh,
Yeah,
cyclamen.
those marbled leaves are just so pretty.
They are so pretty. A great choice for adding texture and visual interest,
Yeah.
especially in those shadier spots.
Perfect.
And their vibrant pink or purple flowers
Yeah.
really pop against those patterned leaves.
Yeah, they're almost too good to be true.
Right.
Okay, so we've got shrubs, perennials, bulbs, ground covers. But to add another dimension, we can't forget about climbers.
Oh, yeah.
The winter clematis with those delicate speckled flowers.
Yes.
I just love how it can add height and interest to a bare wall or a fence.
Absolutely. And especially when you pair it with something that spreads horizontally, like
Yes, that's
heather,
yes.
that's a fantastic combination.
It is.
It's not just about the individual plants, but how you combine them to create a
Yeah.
visually interesting and, balanced landscape.
Yeah.
And heather is a classic choice for winter.
Yeah.
Evergreen foliage, nectar for pollinators, and those beautiful bursts of pink, purple, or white.
So many
I
options.
know, right?
February really doesn't have to be dull at all.
Not at all.
But now I want to talk about those winter stems you mentioned.
Yes.
I'm really intrigued by the idea that They're like the unsung heroes of the winter garden.
They are.
What makes them so special?
Well, think about it. Once the leaves fall, you know the bones of the garden are revealed.
Yeah.
And that's where those winter stems come in.
Yeah.
And their colorful bark provides structure and visual interest.
Interesting.
Even when the flowers are scarce. And we're not just talking subtle hues here.
Okay.
We're talking fiery oranges, reds.
Wow.
Vibrant yellows, greens.
Okay, so it's not just about the flowers.
Right.
It's about, embracing all the different textures and colors that the garden has to offer, even in winter.
Absolutely.
You've totally changed my perspective.
I'm glad.
I'm ready to hear about some of these standout winter stems.
All right, let's do it.
That you mentioned.
Let's start with Cormus midwinter fire.
Okay.
Also known as the winter beauty dogwood.
Okay, I love that.
The stems truly live up to the name.
In what way?
Shades of orange, red, yellow.
Wow.
Almost like flames dancing along the branches.
Wow, that sounds beautiful.
It thrives in moist soil, and the effect is even more stunning when you plant them in groups.
Oh, wow.
So imagine a cluster of these fiery stems against a snowy backdrop.
You know, I always focused on, flowers for winter interest. I'd never even considered, dogwood stems before you're opening up a whole new world.
I'm happy to hear that.
I have to ask, though, is midwinter fire, your favorite?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Or are there other contenders for, the top spot in your winter stem hall of fame?
You know, midwinter fire is definitely a showstopper.
Yeah.
But I do have a soft spot for Cornus alba sibirica.
Okay.
The red-barked dogwood.
With a name like that, it must be pretty striking.
Oh, it is.
I do love a good, vibrant color in the garden.
Yeah.
Especially during those, drab winter months.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So picture the stems that are practically neon red.
Wow.
Especially vibrant against a backdrop of evergreen trees or shrubs.
Well, that sounds gorgeous.
It really is.
Like a real showstopper.
Yeah, totally.
I can just picture it, alongside some dark green conifers.
Yes.
That contrast would be incredible.
Amazing.
Any tips for growing these red bark beauties?
Well, pruning is crucial.
Okay, I've heard that, but I'm always a bit nervous about taking shears to my plants.
Yeah, I get it. But you're right. Pruning is crucial for red bark dogwoods.
Okay.
So a good hard prune in early spring will encourage a flush of new growth.
Oh, okay.
And that means you'll have even more of those colorful stems to enjoy next winter.
So it's like a little investment now.
Exactly.
Or a big payoff later.
Exactly. It might seem counterintuitive to cut back a plant for better growth, but trust me, it makes a big difference.
All right. I trust you.
Good. And don't worry if you're a bit hesitant with the shears.
Mm-hmm.
There are tons of resources out there that can guide you through the process.
That's really reassuring to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got these stunning dogwoods.
Yeah.
But it's not just about individual plants, right?
Right.
How do we start weaving these different elements together?
Yes.
Into a truly captivating winter garden?
Well, it's all about thinking in layers and textures.
Oh, okay.
So imagine a tapestry.
Okay.
And your evergreens are forming the background.
Uh-huh.
They provide structure and a sense of permanence.
Right.
Then you layer in those vibrant dogwood stems, adding those pops of red or orange.
Okay.
Like brush strokes of color.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like painting with plants.
Is what comes next.
Then we introduce those winter flowering shrubs.
Okay.
Like witch hazel.
Yeah.
With its intoxicating fragrance and delicate flowers. Or maybe a winter honeysuckle tucked away to entice you with that sweet scent as you walk by.
I love that. And let's not forget those carpets of early bulbs.
Oh, yes.
I can just picture the snowdrops peeking out from beneath the shrubs.
Yeah.
And then followed by those cheery crocuses, adding little pops of color at ground level.
Absolutely. And maybe a splash of vibrant pink cyclamen nestled near the base of a tree.
This is making me so excited to get out in the garden.
Me too.
But I have to admit, with so many options, it feels a bit overwhelming.
It can be.
Any tips for narrowing down the choices and creating a cohesive design?
Well, the first step is to consider your existing garden conditions.
Okay.
So do you have sunny areas, shady spots, or a mix of both?
Okay.
What type of soil do you have? Is it heavy clay, sandy, or something in between?
Right.
Matching the right plant to the right place is so important.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's so tempting to just fall in love with a plant at the garden center.
I know.
And not even think about if it'll actually be happy in my garden.
Exactly. So once you have a good understanding of your garden's limitations, you can start to select plants that will not only survive, but thrive in your space.
Okay. And then what?
Then think about the color palette you want to create.
Okay.
So are you drawn to a bold and fiery look with lots of reds and oranges?
I kind of am.
Or perhaps a softer, more romantic feel
Okay.
with whites, pinks, and purples?
It's so interesting how a winter garden can be just as diverse and vibrant
I know, right?
as a summer garden.
Totally.
It's just a different kind of beauty.
It is.
You mentioned fragrance earlier.
Yeah.
I can imagine how enchanting it would be to just step out into the garden
Yeah.
on a crisp winter day
Yeah.
and be greeted by,
Yeah.
a beautiful scent.
Absolutely. So the fragrance of winter flowering plants adds another layer of sensory delight to the garden.
I love that.
So imagine catching a whiff of winter honeysuckle as you walk by,
Oh, yeah.
or being enveloped in the intoxicating aroma of Daphniodora.
Oh, wow.
It's magical.
Okay, so we've explored those amazing winter flowering options and those fantastic winter stems.
Yes.
I feel like there's even more to consider
Oh, there
when it
is.
comes to creating a winter garden, right?
Yeah.
It's not just about choosing the right plants, is it?
You're absolutely right. It's about understanding the rhythm of the garden, how
Okay.
it evolves through the seasons.
So it's about thinking beyond just what looks good right now and
Exactly.
considering how the garden will change
Yes.
over time.
Yes, exactly. So, for instance, some plants might offer beautiful fall foliage that fades as winter sets in,
Oh.
but then their stems become the star of the show.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's about appreciating each plant's unique qualities and how they contribute to the overall tapestry of the garden throughout the year.
So it's like seeing the beauty in every stage,
Exactly.
not just those obvious showy moments.
Yeah, and don't forget those structural elements that provide year-round interest,
Oh, right.
like evergreen trees and shrubs, interesting rocks, even garden sculptures.
Yeah.
These all play a role in creating a dynamic and engaging winter landscape.
It really is like composing a symphony
It is.
with all these different elements working together to create this like harmonious whole.
I love that analogy.
I'm feeling so much more confident about tackling my own winter garden now.
I'm glad.
But before we move on, is there anything else I should be considering?
That's a great question.
Anything I might be overlooking?
Well, I think one thing that's really interesting about embracing the winter garden
Yeah.
is that it requires a bit of a shift in mindset.
In what way?
It's about appreciating those subtle details
Okay.
that we might miss during the busier growing season.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
And you know what's fascinating? Winter gardens can challenge our very perceptions of beauty.
Really?
Yeah, we often associate beauty with, abundance and vibrancy.
Right.
But winter offers a very different kind of beauty.
Okay.
It's a quieter beauty, more understated, but no less captivating.
So it's about finding delight in like the delicate tracery of bare branches, the
Yes.
intricate patterns of bark,
Yeah.
and the quiet resilience of those plants that bloom,
Yeah.
in the
Yes.
face of cold and frost.
I love that the quiet resilience.
Right.
It's beautiful.
It's like discovering a secret world, a world that reveals its beauty slowly
Yeah.
and invites us to really pause and observe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, if we connect this to the bigger picture,
Okay.
winter gardens can actually play a vital role in supporting, local ecosystems.
Yeah.
We touched on how those winter flowering plants provide,
Oh, yeah.
a really valuable source of nectar for
Yes.
pollinators, even during those coldest
It's
months.
so important.
It's a good reminder that our gardens aren't just for us.
Right.
They can also be havens for wildlife,
Exactly.
especially as natural habitats become, more fragmented.
Yeah, creating a winter garden that supports birds, insects, and other animals is a wonderful way to contribute to the health of the planet.
That's a good point.
It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of all living
Yes,
things.
like we're not just gardeners, we're caretakers of
Yes.
a small but important piece of the
Exactly.
ecosystem.
Yeah.
That's a really powerful thought.
It is.
And beyond those ecological benefits, there's a growing body of research that highlights the positive impact of nature
Yes.
on our well-being, even in winter.
Even in winter.
Spending time in nature, even when it seems dormant,
Yeah.
has been shown to reduce stress,
Yeah.
improve focus, and boost creativity.
It's incredible.
So, creating a winter garden isn't just an aesthetic choice.
Right.
It's an investment in our own,
Yes.
mental and emotional health.
It is a way to stay connected to the natural world,
Yeah.
to find solace and rejuvenation, even when it feels like everything is standing still.
This deep dive has been like a complete revelation.
I'm glad.
We started by lamenting the dullness of February.
I know.
And now I'm seeing it as like this opportunity
Yeah.
to create a garden that's both beautiful and full of life. And
Exactly.
it's not about following a rigid formula, right? It's
Yeah.
about tapping into your own creativity,
Yes.
your own sense of what brings you joy and wonder.
Absolutely.
So as we kind of wrap things up,
Yeah.
we've explored the abundance of winter flowering plants, the unexpected beauty of winter stems,
Yes.
the ecological importance of our garden,
That's so important.
and even the impact that they can have on our well-being.
Yeah.
And with all of this in mind, I have one final question for you, dear listener.
Or hit me with it.
What unique combination of winter interest can you envision in your own garden?
Love that.
What colors, textures, and fragrances
Yes.
will spark joy and delight on those crisp winter days?
What a beautiful question to ponder.
It's a reminder that even in the depths of winter, our
Yeah.
gardens can be spaces of beauty, wonder,
Yes.
and renewal.
I love
So don't let those February blahs get you down. Get out
that.
there, explore the possibilities,
No. Yes.
and create a winter garden that reflects your own unique style and
Absolutely.
vision.
Happy gardening.
Happy gardening. Well, Midwinter Fire is certainly a showstopper. I do have a soft spot for the bolder statement of Cornus alba sibirica,
Okay.
the red-barked dogwood.
With a name like that, it must be pretty
Well,
striking.
it is. You won't be disappointed.
Okay, good.
Imagine stems that are practically neon red.
Especially vibrant against a backdrop of evergreen trees or shrubs, it's a real attention grabber.
That sounds absolutely stunning. I'm
Right.
picturing it like alongside some dark green conifers. The
Yes.
contrast would be incredible.
Amazing.
Any tips for growing these red bark beauties?
Well, preening is crucial.
Okay, I've heard that, but I'm
Yeah.
always a bit nervous about, taking shears to my plants.
Yeah, I get it. But you're right. Pruning is crucial for red-barked dogwoods.
Okay.
So a good hard prune in early spring will encourage a flush of new growth,
Oh.
which means you'll have even more of those colorful stems to enjoy next winter.
So it's like a little investment now
Exact.
for a big payoff later.
Exactly. It might seem counterintuitive to cut back a plant
Right.
for better growth, but trust me, it makes a big difference.
Okay, trust you.
Good. And don't worry if you're a bit hesitant with the shears. There are tons of resources out there that can guide you through the process.
That's really reassuring to know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got these stunning dogwoods, but it's not just about individual plants, right?
Right.
How do we start like weaving these different elements together
Yes.
into a truly captivating winter garden?
Well, it's all about thinking in layers and textures.
Okay.
So imagine a tapestry,
Right.
and your evergreens are forming the background. They provide structure and a sense of permanence.
Right.
Then you layer in those vibrant dogwood stems,
Okay.
adding those pops of red or orange,
Okay.
like brush strokes of color.
I love that.
Yeah, it's like painting with
It
plants.
is what comes next.
Then we introduce those winter flowering shrubs,
Okay.
like witch hazel,
Yeah.
that's intoxicating fragrance and delicate flowers.
Beautiful.
Or maybe a winter honeysuckle tucked away to entice you with that sweet scent as you walk by.
I love that. And let's not forget those carpets of early bulbs.
Oh, yes.
I can just picture the snowdrops picking out from beneath the shrubs,
Yeah.
and then followed by those cheery crocuses, adding little pops of color at ground level.
Absolutely. And maybe a splash of vibrant pink cyclamen
Both show.
nestled near the base of a tree.
This is making me so excited to get out in the garden.
Me too.
But I have to admit, with so many options,
Yeah.
it feels a bit overwhelming.
It can be.
Any tips for like narrowing down the choices
Yeah.
and creating like a cohesive design?
Well, the first step is to consider your existing garden conditions.
Okay.
So, do you have sunny areas, shady spots, or a mix of both?
Okay.
What type of soil do you have? Is it heavy clay, sandy, or something in between?
Right.
Matching the right plant to the right place is so important.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's so tempting to just fall in love with a plant at the garden center
I
and
know.
not even think about if it'll actually be happy in my garden.
Exactly. So once you have a good understanding of your garden's limitations,
Okay.
you can start to select plants that will not only survive but thrive in
Right.
your space.
Okay. And then what?
Then think about the color palette you want to create. So are you drawn to a bold and fiery look
Oh.
with lots of reds and oranges?
I kind of am.
Or perhaps a softer, more romantic feel
Okay.
with whites, pinks, and purples?
It's so interesting how a winter garden can be just as diverse and
Oh,
vibrant
no, right.
as a summer garden. It's
Totally.
just a different kind of beauty.
It is.
You mentioned fragrance earlier.
Yeah.
I can imagine how enchanting it would be to just step out into the garden
Yeah.
on a crisp winter day
Right.
and be greeted by, you know, a beautiful scent.
Absolutely. So the fragrance of winter flowering plants adds another layer of sensory delight to the garden.
I love that.
So imagine catching a whiff of winter honeysuckle as you walk by.
Oh, yeah.
Or being enveloped in the intoxicating aroma of Daphne odora.
Oh, wow.
It's magical.
Okay, so we've explored those amazing winter flowering options and those fantastic winter stems.
Yes.
But I feel like there's even more to consider.
Oh, there is.
When it comes to creating a winter garden right.
Yeah.
It's not just about choosing the right plants, is it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's about understanding the rhythm of the garden.
Okay.
How it evolves through the seasons.
So it's about thinking beyond just what looks good right now.
Exactly.
And considering how the garden will change over time.
Yes, exactly. So for instance, some plants might offer beautiful fall foliage that fades as winter sets in.
Okay.
But then their stems become the star of the show.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's about appreciating each plant's unique qualities.
Okay.
And how they contribute to the overall tapestry of the garden throughout the year.
It's about seeing the beauty in every stage, right? Not just those obvious showy moments.
Yeah. And don't forget those structural elements that provide year-round interest.
Like what?
Like evergreen trees and shrubs, interesting rocks,
okay,
even garden sculptures.
Oh, yeah.
These all play a role in creating a dynamic and engaging winter landscape.
It really is like composing a symphony.
It is.
With all these different elements working together
mm.
to create this like harmonious whole.
I love that analogy.
I'm feeling so much more confident about tackling my own winter garden now.
I'm glad.
But before we wrap up, is there anything else I should be considering?
That's a great question. Well, I think one thing that's really interesting about embracing the winter garden is that it requires a bit of a shift in mindset.
In what way?
It's about appreciating those subtle details that we might miss during the busier growing seasons.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And you know what's fascinating? Winter gardens can challenge our very perceptions of beauty.
Really?
Yeah, we often associate beauty with, you know, abundance and vibrancy.
Yeah, I can see that.
But winter offers a very different kind of beauty.
Okay.
It's a quieter beauty, more understated, but no less captivating.
Yeah, I like that. So it's about finding delight in, like, the delicate tracery of bare branches, the intricate patterns of bark, and the quiet resilience of those plants that bloom, you know, in the face of cold and frost.
I love that the quiet resilience is beautiful.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's like discovering a secret world. A world that reveals its beauty slowly and invites us to really pause and observe.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture,
okay,
winter gardens can actually play a vital role in supporting, you know, local ecosystems.
They do. We've talked about how those winter flowering plants provide, you know, a really valuable source of nectar for pollinators, even during those coldest months.
It's so important.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that our gardens aren't just for us.
Right?
Right.
Right.
They can also be havens for wildlife, especially as natural habitats become, you know, more fragmented.
Yeah, creating a winter garden that supports birds, insects, and other animals is a wonderful way to contribute to the health of the planet.
That's such a good point.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing the interconnectedness of all living things.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like we're not just gardeners. We're caretakers of a small but important piece of the ecosystem.
Exactly.
That's a really powerful thought.
It is. And beyond those ecological benefits, there's a growing body of research that highlights the positive impact of nature on our well-being, even in winter.
It's true.
Yeah.
Spending time in nature, even when it seems dormant, has been shown to reduce stress, improve focus, and boost creativity.
It's incredible.
So creating a winter garden isn't just an aesthetic choice.
Right.
It's an investment in our own, you know, mental and emotional health.
It is a way to stay connected to the natural world, to find solace and rejuvenation, even when it feels like everything is standing still.
This deep dive has been like a complete revelation.
I'm so glad.
We started by lamenting the dullness of February, and now I'm seeing it as like this opportunity to create a garden that's both beautiful and full of life.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about following a rigid formula.
Right.
It's about tapping into your own creativity, your own sense of what brings you joy and wonder.
I love that.
Ugh.
So as we wrap things up, we've explored the abundance of winter flowering plants, the unexpected beauty of winter stems, the ecological importance of our gardens, and even the impact that they can have on our well-being.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. And with all of this in mind, I have one final question for you, dear listener.
Okay, let's hear it.
What unique combination of winter interest can you envision in your own garden?
I love that.
What colors, textures, and fragrances will spark joy and delight on those crisp winter days?
Such a beautiful question to ponder.
It is. It's a reminder that even in the depths of winter, our gardens can be spaces of beauty, wonder, and renewal. So don't let those February blahs get you down. Get out there, explore the possibilities, and create a winter garden that reflects your own unique style and vision.
Absolutely. Happy gardening.
Happy gardening.